Lines of communication. They spread out around the farm. Clover counted 10, but he kept sitting on his stump all the while so he wouldn't spook 'em, only moving to give the carcass over the fire a prod, and that very slowly. The sun was getting low beyond the hills and the valley full of shadows, so he couldn't really tell the faces, but there was one old-timer with a grey beard, one with a leather hood, one who wore a dented helmet, one young lad. Friends, enemies, the longer Clover lasted, the more they all looked the same, the more they bloody were the same. Finally, one strolled up to the fire and held his palms out to it. Clover knew his face as it came into the light. Trapper, one of Black Calder's boys. "Hey, Trapper," he said, friendly as he could. Always keep it friendly if you can.
"Clover, that you?"
"I believe it is, though these days I'm sure of nothing."
"Where the bloody hell have you been?"
"That there is quite a story." Trapper's men were poking around, but not too carefully. It was chilly, and they were drifting over to the warmth and that homely smell of cooking meat. "Sailed to Middleland with the great wolf and the young lion. Felt seasick on the way over, got caught in a storm, fought a battle, lost, felt seasick on the way back." They'd gathered about the other side of the fire now, off guard. "Then Tricky Ricker sent me down here to have a word with you lot. Some doubts over where the border's at, apparently." Took him a moment to catch up. Then the one with the grey beard hefted a big axe.
"You're working for that witch."
Clover scratched gently at his scar. "Honestly, the situation's a little changeable. Trying to pick my way to solid ground, as usual. I was hoping to offer you lads some meat. A token of good intentions, you know." He pushed his knife into the carcass, and the juice leaked bloody. "Don't think it's done yet, though. Unless you want to come back later." Trapper shifted one hand to sit on the pommel of his sword and slowly shook his head.
"Don't think we can."
"Then I guess we'll have to do this hungry." Clover gave a sharp whistle, and an arrow flitted from nowhere and stuck quivering into the carcass. His hope had been they'd stay calm, realize they were surrounded, do the sensible thing. But thinking about it now, the sensible thing's a lot to ask once arrows start flying, even into things that are already dead.
"Fuck!"
someone shouted. The old boy with the grey beard whirled about, axe all over the place. One of the others had to dodge it, nearly fell, stumbled back, and kicked a shower of sparks from the fire. Trapper drew his sword. Another, in a lambskin cloak, took off running like a hare at a handclap. Total shambles.
"Whoa!" said Clover, holding his palms high. "Everyone, whoa!"
The one with the helmet took a step at him, raising his spear. An arrow stuck into his shoulder, and he breathed in hard and gave a great squeal, spear dropping into the fire and sending up more sparks. He twisted around, reaching over his shoulder, then under, trying to get to the arrow, but his fingertips couldn't quite touch it.
Shut!
He hissed between his gritted teeth.
"They fucking shot me!"
"We see," said Clover, pointing around the farm. "I've got men in the barn there and over there, and in those trees and those. All around you, shafts knocked and strings drawn." There was only Scholler and a few others, really, but Clover had no problem with a lie that saved lives, or any other kind, for that matter. "Unless you all want an arrow you can't reach, my strongly worded advice would be to stack your weapons neatly over there and come join me at the fire, so we can all have a little chat without the distraction of the great leveler breathing on our necks."
"How do we know you won't just kill us?"
asked a scratty-haired young lad beside Trapper, his version of Flick, it appeared, both in age and sense, or lack thereof.
"'Cause if the purpose was to kill you, I'd have ordered him to shoot you while you were still blundering up the road. Believe me, and Trapper'll confirm it, I'm not one for taking unnecessary risks with my person. All I want is a chat. No call for further bloodshed.
Now, Downside came striding from the trees, dragging the one with the lambskin cloak along with one big hand, heavy axe gripped in the other.
Chief,
he grunted and threw the man down next to the one with the arrow in his shoulder.
I'm shot,
whimpered the one with the arrow in his shoulder.
I'm clobbered,
groaned the one with the lambskin cloak, a bloody hand clapped to his bloody head.
We see.
Trapper lowered his sword and dug it point first into the ground. With bad grace, the others swung bows from backs, pulled out axes and knives, set down spears, till there was quite a little armory heaped up in front of the farmhouse. Clover gave a satisfied nod.
Don't that feel better?
Not really,
said Trapper, frowning at Downside's axe.
Well, it does for me, I can tell you that.
Clover whistled again, and Scholler, Flick, and a couple of others slipped from the hedgerows, from the barn, from their hiding places, and padded over, arrows still knocked to their bows, while Trapper and his men dropped in a reluctant half-circle around the far side of the fire, like children about to listen to a story.
Now then, said Clover, why don't we start with what Black Calder's about? What's his mood? What's his strength? What's his thinking, you know? And naught but the truth, if you please.
Truth,
said one of Trapper's men, the one with the big grey beard.
Truth is, there'll be a price to pay for this, Jonas Clover.
And he curled his lip and spat in the fire, and might have caught the carcass too, which was somewhat of an annoyance.
Man can't just flip sides whenever the wind changes.
Clover rubbed at the bridge of his nose.
There's always one. Black Calder's gonna win back the north,
the old man growled. Quite the voice he had, rough as a throatful of gravel.
No fucking painted witch and no fucking long isle change it.
He glanced up at Downside standing over him.
When he does, the lot of you will...
There was a sharp crack as Downside buried his axe in the man's head and dragged him over backwards. His leg kicked so hard he kicked his boot off and it went flying high in the air onto the roof of the barn. And that was the last move he made. Downside leaned over, working his axe free.
That boy had a big mouth,
he grunted by way of explanation.
He did rather,
Clover had to admit. He spread his hands at the men on the other side of the fire, all staring at their dead comrade's one bare foot.
But could we all work at making that the last corpse we leave here? Reckon we can all agree, if there's one thing we got too much of in the north, it's corpses. You killed my uncle, you bastard,
hissed the scratty lad.
You better be looking over your shoulder, 'cause one of these days I'll...
There was a crack as Downside split his skull and blood spattered right in Clover's face.
Gah!
He squawked, flinching back and nearly falling off his stump, and the body pitched forwards, boot swinging up, then flopping down. A red pool quickly spread, hissing faintly, as its edge touched the embers of the fire. Downside frowned at his stained axe blade, started wiping it on the boy's back.
Could you bloody not?
Clover shouted at him. Downside shrugged.
Sorry, Chief. Had the feel of a feud brewing, and it's always best to settle a feud at the outset rather than let it fester.
Clover took a hard breath, still wiping spots of blood from his face.
I could see your point, I suppose. I'm shot,
whimpered the one with the arrow.
We see. Where was I?
Black Calder,
said Flick.
Right, yes, Black Calder. How's his mood?
Scholler slipped her arm around Trapper's head and eased the point of her knife up his nose.
And like the man said, naught but the truth.
Never seen him this angry,
squeaked Trapper, staring cross-eyed at Scholler's knife.
But cold too, cold and careful.
I was worried that might be the way of it, muttered Clover. How many men does he have?
Trapper winced as Scholar's knife tickled his nostril.
More coming in every day. Fresh men and strays got back from the Union, and he's made a deal with this new bastard from beyond the Crinner. What do they call him?
Stand at the Barrows, said one of the others. They say he sleeps in a nest of bones.
That don't sound good, said Flick. Sounds bloody uncomfortable, said Scholar. Sounded bloody uncomfortable for the whole North. When Black Dow brought Stranger Come Knocking and his savages over the Crinner to help him fight the Union, the trouble had lasted years. It was plain Calder was going to make a real fight of it. And that was a fight Clover didn't want to be on either side of. When he turned on Stour, he'd had no doubt it was the right choice. For his own sake, for Wonderful's sake, for everyone's sake. But he'd been sure Ricker would kill the bastard. Then she hadn't, and he started to worry she might be too soft for the job. Siding with the winner is forever sensible, of course. The trouble starts when you're not sure who the winner might be. Quite the pickle.
All right, Trapper, I'm letting you and your lads go.
Clover winced at the dead old man's bare foot, dirt under the big toenail.
Well, the one's still capable of going. Tell Black Calder you ran into us. Tell him I tried to be reasonable.
This is what you call reasonable,
squealed the one with the arrow in his shoulder.
Reasonably reasonable, anyway. Tell him I'd like a word in due course, explain how things stand. Information to our mutual advantage and so on.
Trapper slowly nodded, didn't say what he thought of the idea. He knew better than that.
Reckon we'll let off them. Can we take our weapons?
Clover cocked an eyebrow at that heap of ironware.
Can't say the notion delights me.
Come on, Clover. Don't make me head back disarmed. It's fucking embarrassing.
But if you're anything like me, you'd rather be embarrassed than dead. I really don't want you chasing after us.
The one with the leather hood looked quite put out.
I need my sword, though. Let me get my sword.
I'm saying no,
said Clover, firmly as he could without raising his voice. It's not a negotiation. No exceptions. It's a no. The one in the hood looked to be getting a bit upset about it.
That was my father's sword, you...
There was a crack, and Clover blinked as blood spattered in his face again. Downside had split this bastard's head too.
What the...
Sounding a bit feudy to me, Chief, said Downside, wiping his axe.
Me and you need to have a talk,
growled Clover at him.
The rest of you get moving.
And he waved Trapper and the others off into the night. The one with the lambskin cloak groaned as his friends helped him up, and they hurried off towards the darkening trees, leaving their three dead behind, the one with the arrow-stuck shoulder still whining that he was shot. Clover prodded at the meat.
Well, this is no bloody good now,
spat on by that dead old-timer, bled on by a couple of others, and not cooked anyway.
Feels like all I'm ever doing is trying to convince new masters I can be trusted.
Maybe if you didn't betray the old ones, muttered Scholar, poking through the weapons.
You think we should have stocked a Stour?
I do not. She took a knife she liked from the pile and pushed it through her belt. Just saying there are consequences.
Don't much care for that word.
Which one? Asked Flick.
Consequences. Which one do you think? There?
Clover shook his head.
By the dead boy, you are dense as a stump.
If they've crossed the river, Flick was still catching up with where they'd been when Trapper and the rest arrived,
weren't we supposed to kill them?
You may not yet have realized this, but I prefer, in general, to kill as few people as possible.
And Clover gave Downside a significant glance, which had all the impact of an arrow on a rock face.
If we kill them all, they can't take a message back to Calder, and it seems wise to keep the lines of communication open.
Lines of what now?
Clover sighed. To keep talking. Downside, since you made the corpses, reckon it's only fair you bury them too.
Fuck,
he grunted, sliding his axe away.
Tell you what, it's thankless work killing folk.
In a way, you'd hope so, wouldn't you? Said Scholler.
Clover jerked his head at Flick.
You can help him.
What did I do?
Squeaked the lad.
Naught but be young and clueless and the easiest to order around. Now get to it.
He nodded sadly, seeing the evident justice.
Which side are we on them?
Clover scratched gently at his scar again.
That's one of those questions you try not to answer till you have to.